Your language has the ability to transform your life. What's good? It's Rob Cressy, and welcome to Built for the Game. And what I want to jam about is five words to never say in entrepreneurship. And as part of this, I'm going to give you some behind the scenes in terms of how and why I created this in the first place. And one of the areas that I am spending a lot of intentional time right now is around short form content, going beyond just repurposing clips to being very intentional and formulaic about designing hooks and creating content with a variety of formats to see what will work, find the stuff that does, do more of that. And today I created an IG reel around five words to never say in entrepreneurship. And it is very much related to a lot of the coaching that I do with entrepreneurs and the words that I hear them speak all the time. And of course, this started with my own language. And there's a phrase, abracadabra, I create as I speak. Your words and your language have the ability to create your reality. And for me, on where I sit on my side of the table, what you speak tells me everything that I need to know about you, because there is power or self-limiting words in everything. So let's get to the five words to never say in entrepreneurship. And then I will also give you the more powerful language that you can reframe, as well as some examples and some more context for you. So, number one, don't say figuring out, say creating. And this is the number one phrase or reframe that I speak with every single client. It comes over and over and over again until the point where they catch themselves when they say the term figuring out. And why is this one so important? Because figuring out is a self-limiting term because it is in the distance. It does not have ownership. It does not have power. So figuring out feels like you're trying to get something, like there's an equation out there and you just don't know the answer to it. So for so many of us, I'm trying to figure out what's next, as if there is a right answer out there. That is not a very powerful statement of you trying to figure something out. Instead, you go from figuring out to creating. I am creating what's next versus I am figuring out what's next. Because so many people just sit there and like, yeah, I just need to figure out what to do next. And you sit there and you're like, well, what in the world does that mean? Are you just going to sit there and think about it? Or you can step into your ownership and power and say, I am creating what is next. And this simple shift allows you to see that you can create everything that you want in your life, as opposed to trying to figure out what you want in life, as if there's a right answer versus the thing that you want. And when you go from figuring out to creating, your entire world changes, because immediately you're like, oh, I can create anything that I want in my life, as opposed to I need to figure out anything I want in my life. That does not make sense. So use creating instead of figuring out and watch what happens. Number two, don't say need to, say get to. And this one is a non-negotiable. This is like a core value. It's so important that need to is an obligation. Get to is an opportunity. And as entrepreneurs, we sit here and many of us feel overwhelmed, or we've got the air quotes, the entrepreneurial grind, where you look at your daily to-do list and it's endless. And then you go on the next day and the things that are on there, there's even more things on there. So your to-do list can look like a need-to-do list. So when you don't get to the things that you need to do, now all of a sudden you feel bad about yourself. You feel overwhelmed. You feel stuck. You feel stagnant. Why am I not making the progress that I would like? Instead, the simple reframe is to go from need to get to, where you see everything that you do in your life, that you get to do them because you choose them. They're in your ownership. They're in your power. And this is a theme that you're going to hear over and over again. And the very simple one for this is when you go from a to-do list to a get-to-do list. Those simple terms, you look at that and you're like, I get to do all of these things. And if there's something on there that you don't want to do, then don't do it. But we feel so obligated to the world, or oftentimes for entrepreneurs, the prison that we build around ourselves. And our prison is the world of need to instead of get to. And I think about when I'm coaching people on helping them launch a podcast. And the ones who are the most successful are the ones who see podcasting as a get to. I get to shine my voice. I get to build my brand. I get to have conversations with amazing people versus the people who say, oh, I need to build a brand, or I need to start a YouTube channel, or I need to start a podcast. It's like, you don't need to do anything. You get to choose what you want to do in life. Once again, let's create what you want. Let's create that get to do list. And when you come from these positions, man, there's just so much more power. And quite frankly, you see the world in such a different way. It's like black and white versus color, of figuring out need to versus creating and get to. Those are two completely different humans. And the gold in all of this is where the transformation is. And I would encourage you to ask yourself, are you living in the world of figuring out need to, or are you living in the world of get to and creating? And if you're not sure, or you're looking to bridge a gap, holla at your boy, at Rob Cressy on social media. This is the world that we live in, the world of creating. Next one, number three. Don't say, I'm tired. Say, emptied the tank. And for me, this is one that I learned from my own challenges. Number one, I'm tired is an identity statement. The second you say the words, I am, you immediately have my attention because you're about to tell me who you are. So why in the world would we speak the language of I am tired? I don't relate to being tired. And I think back to something that I learned and embodied being part of Jesse Itzler's 30 Days of Excellence program. And Chad Wright was on there and they were talking about running 100 miles. And one of the things that Chad said to Jesse is, I never get tired. And that's part of the mindset of how do you run 100 miles? Well, number one, you don't allow yourself to think, I am tired, because that's an identity statement. Instead, you say, I never get tired. And of course, I just ran a marathon, 2 weeks ago, and coursing inside of me is, I never get tired. So you will never hear these words come out of my mouth. I am tired, because I don't want to take on that identity of someone who is tired. I don't relate to that. That's stupid. So instead, empty the tank. And here's how I created this one. And this is, I don't know, probably a year ago. So I am a first-time father. I've got a one-year-old child. It's 7:30 p.m. and I haven't even eaten dinner yet. I probably woke up at 5 a.m. on that day. So I'm now, 14 and a half hours into the day, where morning routine, gym, full day of creating and coaching and entrepreneurship, and then feeding the baby and bathing the baby and putting the baby down. And then finally at 7:30, I'm sitting there. It's like, now it's time for me to eat dinner. And I noticed that my self-chatter, that voice inside my head, was self-limiting. It was saying I'm tired because I physically felt it. I also mentally felt it. I felt exhausted because of the day, on top of doing this for a year straight as a new father. And I audited this, because if all of a sudden I notice my self-talk go to trash, it's a trigger for, yo, dog, what's going on right now? So I sat there and I'm like, well, I'm clearly not going to say that I'm tired, but how do I express what it is that I'm feeling right now? So I just sort of did some diagnosis on this. I'm like, all right, why do you feel the way that you do? And I was like, well, you got up early. You lived a completely full day in every bucket of your life. And that's when the light bulb went off. I'm not tired. I emptied the tank. And this is when it went from a self-limiting identity statement to achievement and effort. Whoa, look at all that I created today. It makes sense that physically and mentally, yeah, I gave it my all. And with that, I completely changed the framing on how I saw when my energy was low. But here's one of the challenging things. How do you say to your wife or your husband or your boyfriend or girlfriend or your roommate, I'm tired, without saying I'm tired? And it's very challenging when you're a master of language. You sit there and sometimes we just want to say something. You're just like, I just feel tired. You just want to say it. And it doesn't have to have any energy. But being a master of language, we know I create as I speak. There's always an opportunity there. So the reframe for me in this, after I emptied the tank, so now I feel good about all that I gave, was I would say to my wife, I'm noticing my energy's low. And all it was I am tired, went to my energy's low. And of course, that's after I already sold myself on emptying the tank. So I wanted to share this with you because this was a massive breakthrough for myself when I stopped at least mentally living in I am tired, and instead giving myself the credit of emptying the tank and then using the language of, yeah, I'm just noticing my energy is low. And if nothing else, I just feel better about saying that because I'm not creating an identity statement that limits me. Number four, don't say trying, say doing. And this is a very simple one, all around one word, commitment. So often when we do something new, we have a fear of failure, or many of us feel imposter syndrome even when you're prolific at what you do. So when talking to others, like, oh, I'm gonna try and launch my YouTube channel in the next 30 days versus I'm doing this project this week. And so many people will leave themselves off the hook by saying trying, as if, oh, you know what? I just didn't get to it. I gave it a good try, versus the commitment level of this, of doing, I am doing this thing. Boom. That's even an identity statement. Somebody who is living in action, and your results will follow your commitment. So if you're living in the world of trying, you're likely to have inconsistent results. When you're living in the world of doing, you are going to have very consistent, very good results because you are doing what you are saying based on your commitments. And once again, the inches from good to great or great to exceptional are just inches. It's language like this. How many times are people like, oh, I'm going to try and do this. I'm going to try and do this. Try and do this, please. Makes me think of a Jack Johnson lyric. Maybe pretty much always means no, right? It's the exact same thing. Maybe equals no. Trying equals I'm not fully committed. Boom. Let's live in the world of doing. This is action. This is where, once again, if we're doing something that we get to do, and we are the ones who are creating it. Can you see how these blocks sort of go on top of each other, where it's coming foundationally from what you would love to create in your life? So number five, don't say perfect, say done. And over the years, the word that I despise the most is perfection. Perfection is the enemy of greatness. And so many people wear perfection like it's a badge of honor. Oh, I'm a perfectionist. When I hear I'm a perfectionist, and I'm just going to say this candidly, I hear I'm a loser. Why? Because my standard is so high that I can't ship the work. Because the fallacy is that everything needs to be perfect until I can send this out to the world. And as any of us who have done 75 hard know, and as Andy Frisella says, the conditions are never perfect. And so many people never get to version 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 because they never launch version 1.0. And there's so many quotes in the startup world around your MVP, your version one, of if you're not embarrassed by your version one, then you waited too long. And this is something that when I'm coaching podcasting and content creation, this is like a one of one. As Tim Grover says in his book, Relentless, everything is labeled number one because it is all most important. That so many people, what stops them from launching a podcast is, ooh, I need to have my cover art perfect. I need to have this perfect. I need all of the best equipment. I need this and this and this. as opposed to, I literally tell everyone I could launch a podcast in 2 hours with 3 episodes starting from zero. Why? Because I'm going to drop the romance and the perfection. Say hello to the Rob Cressy Show. I'm going to do 3 5-minute episodes. Boom, boom, boom. I'm going to jump on Canva. I'm going to create a quick podcast thumbnail. I'm going to put it up there. I'm going to sign up for this. Boom. Because what I know to be true is the real gold in podcasting is once you get to episode 20 and above, because you've done it enough times that you've learned by doing. This is where you earn your confidence by, you went from 1 to 2 to 3 to 4 to 5. And now at episode 9, you look back and you're like, holy smokes, I was terrible at episode 2. And then when you get to episode 17, you look back on episode 9 and you're like, I feel so much more confident right now than I did when I was first starting this. And then you get to episode 20 and you're like, I feel so confident I can break all of the rules because I know exactly what I'm doing. But so many people never get to that point because they never actually ship the work or do the thing that they want to do because they're sitting there in the world of perfection. And oh, by the way, perfection doesn't exist. Perfection is in the same world of figuring out, as if there's some sort of right answer out there, that there's a perfection police that goes and is like, let me see what you're doing right now. Is everything absolutely perfect? And one thing I will say here, there's a difference between perfection and standards. Your ability to follow a process perfectly. Totally different thing on execution. Boom, do this, do this, do this, do this, do this. I executed this perfectly versus, you know what? I can do more. I can do more. I can do more. Ship the work. The best in the world ship the work and they ship more work because that's how growth happens. So those are the 5 words to never say in entrepreneurship. I'll recap them again. Don't say figuring out, say creating. Don't say need to, say get to. Don't say I'm tired, say empty the tank. Don't say trying, say doing. Don't say perfect, say done. And I would love to hear from you. What are the words of the language that you would reframe from the one that is self-limiting to the one where you step into your power? You can hit me up on all social media platforms at Rob Cressy. And if you've listened this far, you've watched this far, and you're about this life and you think to yourself, man, I would love to live in the world of creation where you go from overwhelm to harmony and joy and happiness and fulfillment and freedom. That's the world that we live in. Let's have a conversation. Let's explore how you can create more of what you want in your life. Email me, rob@robcressy.com. Sending tons of good vibes your way. Hope you have yourself an amazing rest of the day.